Joining us on the line is Israel's ambassador to South Africa, Lior K. Nun. A very, very good morning to you, Ambassador. How are you?
Hi, Howard. Good morning. Great to speak to you again.
Nice to speak to you. So tell us about this report. Quite remarkable considering the standard United Nations approach towards Israel.
Yeah, I think it's an important milestone coming from the United Nations, extensive report that is flagging the problem of anti-Semitism that is rising again lately. So it's a start. It's not including any recommendation or solution, but at least we have for the first time the United Nations speaking clearly about the problem of anti-Semitism around the world.
And they very clearly link some of the growth of anti-Semitism to the BDS movement.
Yeah, that's also a very important point that you mentioned, the fact that they understand now. And it's not only, by the way, the United Nations, as we mentioned in our statement yesterday, the understanding that the BDS movement is actually not part of the solution, but part of the problem of rising anti-Semitism. This is starting to be more common around the world with states around the in the United States, with Germany, with Czech Republic, Canada, even the EU is talking against BDS right now. So they all start to understand the connection, the direct connection between BDS and anti-Semitism.
How do you think this is going to translate? You know, you're the Israeli ambassador to South Africa. I have no doubt that this is something that you're encountering all the time, where the BDS movement is active and tries to exert pressure on the South African government. Do you think that having this report in hand will go some way to illustrate the dangers of this movement, which is anti-Semitic?
Well, I hope, even though it's going to be a long process, but at least I hope we planted now the seeds for the understanding also from South Africa that BDS actually, if you want to engage in the Middle East, if you want to be involved in what is happening in the Middle East to contribute to finding peace solution in this complicated area, the way to do it is not by supporting BDS expressed also by the United Nations. I always ask people to have a simple exercise when they think about the role of BDS. Let's assume that tomorrow morning we're going to sign a peace agreement with a Palestinian. What do you think BDS will do? Will it dismantle itself? Will they join Greenpeace now? BDS will just find another form of finding a way to fight against the existence of Israel. So when people understand this simple truth, it's easier to continue, you know, to the targets that we have without disruption of thinking that it's helpful in any way. This movement is helpful in any way to promote the peace process.
And how does this fit with the, you know, we've got this very strange thing happening in Europe where you've got this, the adoption of a labeling policy that that goods that are produced in the so-called West Bank are going to be labeled, but at the same time, Europe is distancing itself, many countries in Europe, distancing itself from BDS and endorsing the fact that the BDS is an anti-Semitic movement.
Well, I think we should separate completely between what the European court, it was the court, by the way, not the state, decided and BDS activity. It has nothing to do with BDS activity. What the European court said is that they have to not boycott it.